This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, Henrik. My name's Jan Young, and I'm a senior consultant at the Success League. So I basically work with companies to improve their customer success organizations.
Jen, how are you involved with user adoption?
I think a lot of times people think about user adoption as like UI or UX, but really customer success and basically the whole profession is responsible for everything post-sale. And so it's everything from onboarding to engagement, adoption, optimization, expansion, renewals. You know, that's all under their purview. And the key to that, the foundation of that is adoption, right? If you aren't onboarding your customer and engaging them and getting them to adopt your product, you can't do anything, you know, from there. So I think about adoption quite a bit.
Jen, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
When you're engaging with your customer and helping them think through how they're going to be successful using your product, how to optimize using your product, you know, that's a clear sign of success. But in terms of challenges, I think that often when we're interacting with a customer, we'll jump to what we want them to do. And we don't stop to think to ask them questions, ask them why. Engage in change management, the crux of what you have to work with the customer on in order to get that engagement. You need to think about everything, you know, that change management represents, from meeting them at that emotional place to helping them understand logically what the steps are. And once you've gotten them on board emotionally, how to get them engaged and thinking about how to change processes. It's so hard to change what you're doing when you're adopting a new product, right? And so we have to kind of work through all of those steps to help them go through and think about why they want to start using your product and how it's going to help them and improve their situation. And so that's the big challenge, though, is so often we want to jump right in and tell the customer something, when a lot of times you have to help them come to the realization that they want to learn something, that they want to change something. And it's sort of that learner's mind that you need to approach with every single customer each day.
Ken, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Boning up on, say, change management and thinking about, you know, the questions that you ask your customer, like those are certainly, you know, things to think about. But I would actually go back even further in terms of the basics for a customer success team to really think through the basics of the customer segmentation and the journeys associated with each segment. What personas are involved. And I know sometimes when we get involved with customers, especially if we're in a high touch program, but even in the lower touch programs where we're thinking about our customers overall, we start to make assumptions about who they are and what they want, or we'll treat them all the same. And I think ultimately, when you're thinking about user adoption, you have to think about who your customer is and how to ask them the questions that will help you lead them through a customer journey that will lead them to success. And that is where user adoption fits in, right? That user adoption is part of that process that gets them engaged and almost feeling emotionally connected to why they want to use a product and how it's going to help them meet whatever needs they have, perhaps with their own customers. And so it's really thinking through those basics of segmentation and customer journey, understanding where you're taking the customer, which sort of persona they may fit into that helps you ask certain questions that then can help you work with any of those individuals or individual companies that you're helping through that process and helping them engage and adopt using your product.
And Jen, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Well, a number of places. I contribute to the Success League blog. I'm also a contributor for CS Insider. I'm working on a series of blogs for Smart Carrot. That's a CS tool product, and they have a really interesting blog over there. I can contribute on LinkedIn. And then also sort of an offshoot to CS Insider's Inclusive Tech Innovation, a blog that I'm working on with some other CS leaders to really speak to the topic of inclusion and innovation in SaaS technology.
Well, thanks, Jen.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.